Time to talk with the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. We welcome into the studio the great Merrill Reese, getting ready for primetime football, the Eagles and the Arizona Cardinals. Merrill, let's revisit 2013 and the decision to hire Chip Kelly, Bruce Arians. I know you've known Bruce for many, many years. This success does not surprise you.
No. Bruce Arians always was a good coach. He's an NFL lifer after his college days. He had tremendous success as an offensive coordinator. He communicates with his players. So I was convinced. And if you needed any extra convincing, he did a wonderful job with Indianapolis filling in for Chuck Pagano when Chuck Pagano was ill. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
And Chip spoke very eloquently about the success of Bruce and the way that Arians has put together a team. So the offense that comes into town on Sunday night leads the NFL in explosive plays. They score points in bunches. They are a down-the-field threat, Merrill. And I got to tell you, I never thought Carson Palmer was going to be this kind of player. He has flourished in the system.
Well, he has. They always talk about Andy's cliche about we have to put a player in a position to make plays, and that's what Bruce Arians has done. And it doesn't hurt when your receivers are named Larry Fitzgerald and John Brown and Michael Floyd and J.J. Nelson, and throw in Darren Fells, the tight end, and you have a running game. So you put those great compliments to the quarterback, and boy, I'll tell you what, it really works.
So if you're Bill Davis and you've had success against Tom Brady, you've had success last week against the Buffalo Bills, keeping them out of the end zone. I wonder what the tact will be on Sunday night. What do you think?
One thing you can't do, and I certainly don't have any firsthand knowledge of this, and I'm not a defensive coordinator, but it would seem to me that you cannot blitz him very often. Once in a while, a well-timed blitz. But when you blitz, you take somebody out of coverage, and you need all the coverage that you can get. I think the key to this game, Dave, is putting tremendous pressure on Carson Palmer with your front guys. I think you need a career game from Fletcher Cox, who has had some great games, and I think you need another one this Sunday night.
You know, it's interesting. There have been so many comparisons, Fletcher Cox and Jerome Brown, and I've said this during the week. My argument against that is that I think Fletcher's actually been more consistent throughout his career than Jerome. Jerome didn't really come into his own until the last couple of seasons. He kind of took some plays off, if I recall correctly. What are your recollections of Jerome?
Well, he was a fierce presence on that field. But I remember speaking with Bud Carson, the great defensive coordinator, and Bud once said that Jerome was helped a great deal by having Reggie White on one side and Clyde Simmons on the other. And conversely, they were both helped by having him crush the pocket. So it wasn't just Jerome Brown, it was that defensive line.
Merrill, we are seeing the Eagles' offense improving. You think they've got to score some points on Sunday night to beat Arizona. Your view of the Eagles' offense, and within that, the play of quarterback Sam Bradford?
Well, I think the offensive line has pulled together. They are helping each other. They have become a little more stable. They've given Sam some time. I think Sam Bradford has achieved a certain level of comfort that we didn't see early. He perhaps trusts his knee more. He's not tentative in any way, shape, or form. He is stepping into his throws. Watch him. I've watched him, and I've watched the tape. He is technically so sound right now, and he's releasing the ball. I don't go by his statistics. I have seen a couple of throws in these last weeks. Go back to New England. He threw an amazing pass in that game to Jordan Matthews on the sideline with the rush in his face. And then when he had to move the ball, he put it through a small window into the hands of Riley Cooper. And he did it again this past week. People were saying, well, he doesn't go deep. He can't go deep. He can go deep. The game opened with a gorgeous pass to Riley Cooper that unfortunately was ruled not caught. And then he went with another bomb to Nelson Aguilar that was the rookie's first NFL touchdown. And then the pass that he threw to Brent Celek down inside the 5-yard line that was resulted in an interception. But it really wasn't. It was in Brent's hands, and it was taken away by Leotis McKelvin. But Sam Bradford looks like a leader. He's been a leader in the locker room lately. The players tell you that. And I think he is ascending.
Merrill, your thoughts on how this game plays out on Sunday?
It's a tough game. It is a tough game. I don't buy the fact that it's a meaningless game, because all they have to do is beat the Redskins and the Giants, First of all, that's never easy to beat those two in a row. Secondly, if they do win this game, and then they beat the Redskins and the right things happen, they can clinch before they even go to New York. So it's a big game. The last three have been gripping. They've been tight. They've gone down to the final minutes. And I hope that's what we see again this week. And I hope the outcome is for the guys in Midnight Green.
Eagles, well, they won't be in Midnight Green.
Oh, they're in black.
Black on black.
That's the Black Knights of the Schuylkill.
There we go. Merrill Reese, the Eagles 2-0 in December, hoping to get to 3-0 on Sunday night. Thanks for joining us in our Xfinity studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.